Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to see the biggest lie of Joe Biden's career, and that's staying alive.
I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
It's Friday, March 8th, 2024. I'm taping this to be the first 5 minutes of my syndicated transmission, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. By the time you're watching this, I'm almost back to Austin, and I will be in studio for the last hour today. We just had an incredible interview with Tucker Carlson last night. Not just my interview, but the historian he had on, and of course Tucker's monologue, one of the most powerful ever. We are going to air first my interview coming up, and then we're going to air the historian and Tucker Carlson's monologue. That is all coming up here in just a few minutes. It is impossible to play that hour and a half State of the Union to cover all the lies. Everything was a deception. Everything was gaslighting. It was all a fraud. So instead, I'm just going, in this first five, to talk about what you just saw Biden say. There's seven or eight times he said it. When I win, steal the election, immediately surge the border. Now, when a young lady gets murdered and he gets her name wrong and calls her Lincoln, he says, we're going to do something about that. We're going to stop that. When he's ordered the Justice Department, this is on record, to have federal judges let out human traffickers, rapists, people that have been deported five, six, seven times. So it is a complete lie, ladies and gentlemen, a bald-faced lie to the world that Biden's trying to stop illegals. They wear Biden shirts when they get here chanting this. They cuss out the Border Patrol. They believe they own this country. They're given free housing up to $90,000 each. And then many of the children that are brought here are used for industrial slavery in factories or sex slavery. So Biden's on record saying, come here and do this. We've seen the number of illegals go straight up since he got in. Trump cut it down by over 95%. So it's emblematic of the entire State of the Union that this fraud, who's a puppet of the deep state, who stole the election, who's indicted Trump, who's tried to take him off the ballot and been repudiated by the Supreme Court, has the gall to sit there and tell the world that he is trying to stop the illegal aliens, and he's got a plan with his legislation which would actually legalize them. So when you hear him say, we won't make you wait 6 years on average for an immigration hearing, that's his policy. He means we're just going to legalize you right away, and that will end the illegal alien problem. And now Democrats in all these blue cities have illegal aliens voting, and they're putting illegals and foreigners on the election boards. So here's a clip of a State of the Union last night. This is one of the biggest total frauds I've ever seen.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand. But look, if we change the dynamic at the border, People pay these smugglers $8,000 to get across the border because they know if they get by and let into the country, it's 6 to 8 years before they have a hearing. And it's worth it taking the chance of the $8,000. But if it's only 6 weeks, the idea is it's highly unlikely that people will pay that money and come all that way knowing that they'll be able to be kicked out quickly. Folks, I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the takedown of America, run by the globalists, run by the UN. They run the NGOs, and they're hoping you're stupid. The good news is people are rejecting this fraud en masse. We're going to go to break. Come back with Tucker interviewing me, then Tucker's monologue, and then the incredible historian he had on. That'll take about an hour and a half or so of the show, and then Ellen will come in. He'll be traffic copping, bringing the clips in and out, and then I'll be back in studio, Lord willing, very, very soon. Please support our operation. Please support our sponsors. It's critical to me staying on the air that you go to drjonesnaturals.com, one word, drjonesnaturals.com, and get incredible products like the Nano Silver Toothpaste and so much more. It will keep the show on the air. Please go to drjonesnaturals.com. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. We have products that will change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75, 80%. Nobody makes it 95. We're one of the top makers. We said we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple of years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. We're about to go back to Alex Jones on with Tucker Carlson last night. We have some big guests coming up today as well. Arrested journalist Steve Baker from The Blaze is going to be joining me, so I guess from one politically persecuted journalist by the Biden administration to the other, myself and Steve Baker. I'm very interested in talking with him about his experience. We have a big Second Amendment story that we're going to be getting into. Actually, two with guests at the same time. Michael Cargill at the Supreme Court arguing for our Second Amendment rights. And then we have Dexter Taylor, who the Biden administration Justice Department is going after just because he wants to be at home and tinker with guns and learn new ways to make guns more efficient, and that's apparently a crime now. So these are two huge Second Amendment cases that we're going to be delving into in the third hour. So second hour, Steve Baker, third hour, Michael Cargill, Dexter Taylor, and a lawyer talking about Second Amendment issues. Of course, we're also going to have all kinds of coverage in response to last night's State of the Union address. I mean, you want to talk about a gaslighting moment. And then, you know, I think the response from the Republicans could have been a lot better as well. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene stole the night. But first, Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson live on X last night had, I checked, it was 2 hours and it had 2.1 million views. So millions tuned into that. It might have even been bigger than Joe Biden's State of the Union address. So it just shows that the new media has arrived, and it just shows that even just members of the new media are really, generally speaking, more popular than Joe Biden is. So it was a historic transmission last night. Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson, many people say it was one of the best forms Alex has ever been in. So we go now to Tucker Carlson interviewing Alex Jones after last night's State of the Union.
Invite into the studio for the first time to respond live, Alex Jones, who has a different, more holistic view of what we're seeing. The great Alex Jones, who needs no introduction, one of the most famous people in American media.
I knew it was good as you, but I'm blessed to be here. Great crew, great people, great to be here with you.
So what, I mean, just give me your big picture assessment of that.
I got to say, because we didn't even meet before we went on air. I was downstairs writing notes, and you basically said everything I was going to say, and so did the doctor. But you asked him a question out of the gates. You said, why do they lie so much? Do they think we're dumb, or what's going on?
Yeah.
They want to tell so many lies that you don't have time to counter them all. Because it would take 5 hours to counter all that. I mean,
I gave up in my note-taking.
Yeah, everything was a lie. And, I mean, the biggest one was like, yeah, this woman got killed by a legal alien. We're trying to stop that. I want to shut down the border. He said, when I win, immediately surge the border. And then they had the big NGOs, the State Department that funds the UN NGOs.
have all the illegals come up here. They have UN camps in South America and Central America and in Mexico, and he's running it all. He says, come here. They show up by the thousands in Biden shirts. So he's like, I'm so sad. The illegal aliens are killing you, and many of them are convicted felons, a large portion, and then he's acting dumb and saying, oh, no, no, I'm really sad. Illegal aliens are raping and murdering citizens. So just that little window there, he's playing the good cop to his own globalist policies. Everything that the State Department, the Victoria Nuland's won, and you're absolutely right. First he comes out and says Trump is Hitler, and then he moves on to Ukraine. So it's not about the dying cities, it's not about the fentanyl and the needles, the illegal aliens everywhere and the homeless everywhere. It's all about Ukraine because that's their big model to distract us and also launder money. So this is a very, very dangerous moment for America. And your last guest was dead on. He and the whole establishment is so emblematic of a rotting, collapsing facade that knows the people have turned against it. And it's just pure rage. All the fakeness, all the pomp and circumstance has been stripped away. And now there's just this seething, ancient dinosaur. In fact, I was watching, you know, earlier during the State of the Union and then sitting here watching earlier, I was thinking, how do I start this? I want to say, it's like we're in a time machine looking back on the age of the dinosaurs, the Paleolithic or something, or I mean, we're looking back because time is compressed now. So we're here looking at a dying, corrupt, dead political empire that hates America and is trying to use our power to take over the world. And it's already gone. The world's turning against it. The Great Awakening's here. All the numbers show it. And they're trying to hang on. And so we're looking back at Jurassic Park. We're looking back at the dinosaurs. But instead, the dinosaurs are trying to claw us back into hell. I mean, take World War II. Operation Valkyrie was the German general staff, who were Nazis and bad guys, but they were like, we're going to lose the Russians. We're going to lose the Americans. We're going to lose the Allies. A year and a half before the war ended, let's kill Hitler. But they failed. It's the same thing. The globalist program has failed, but they're thinking, well, if we just enslave people and arrest people and do all this, they'll shut up and go away. The New World Order has already failed. The question is, when Hitler knew who's going to lose, he wrote and said, if the Germans fail on the Eastern Front with the Russians, all the Germans deserve to die. They failed and they're weak. And so he flooded the German subways. He let the whole Russian army come in. 25 million Germans died. 26 million Russians died. Most of World War II was the Russians, the Nazis killing each other. And so it's kind of that same thing. The left saying, if we're going down, we're taking you all with us. And then we have Klaus Schwab saying, you will eat bugs. We have Tyson Foods saying, we're moving in with crickets as the main batter for your chicken and everything else. I mean, they're really, you all know Harari was on Late Night Comedy just last night. And he's like, yeah, the age of humans is over. And then the talk shows agreed, yeah, we need computers to decide everything, programmed by the globalists. So all they're offering is more of the same, and if we just fully reject them, which is happening, they will fall away. But they're trying to claw us down to hell with them.
It does almost seem like, I mean, flirting with nuclear war, which they are doing on multiple fronts with no plan whatsoever at all. We're going to finish the job. They never explained what the job was. That's suicidal. I mean, it's not, right? It's not going to help them.
It's psychotic.
It is psychotic. So it does feel like the leaders of the society are trying to destroy the society.
And again, I go back to Hitler, who in his own writings, this is not, in my opinion, he's like, the Germans deserve to die, so we're just going to stand here at Berlin. And they're like, sir, the Russians have entered the subways, flood it. And they go, sir, we've got a million Germans, families, children in the subways. He said, they deserve to die. So the left is not giving up because they're disconnected from reality. Unlike German soldiers who were fighting for an evil force, but they were at least fighting. The left live in high-rise apartments. They're disconnected from reality. And to them, it's all like a video game. And they don't realize, as you were just saying, Macron 3 weeks ago, yeah, we're going to have an actual draft. We may have to send troops in to fight the Russians directly. The British Ministry of Defense, the Swedish Ministry of Defense, NATO officially. Yeah. And you've got Sean Penn saying, you know, we shouldn't have nuclear war off the table. It's survivable. What does he know about nuclear war? And it, so you can see it. It is a...
Sean Penn said nuclear war is survivable?
If you look it up, he's like, the quote's basically, a lot of people say we shouldn't use nuclear weapons in Ukraine or against the Russians. Well, we shouldn't take that off the table. And so that's the mindset of these people. To them, it's like a video game, and they know they're losing their power. They have this relish of control. Hollywood's collapsed. Mainstream media's collapsed. I mean, CNN's top show, 100,000 viewers. I was down there in your studio entrance watching this during the before we went live, and I was writing notes, and I was like, I haven't watched this in years. And again, I was like studying. I was like an anthropologist, like studying some ancient tribe that died and watching them all. Well, he's old, but he's really smart, and he's great. And they would all like these talking points regurgitating him. And I was like, but I get it, because unlike an ancient tribe that died 10,000 years ago, they're still in control of nuclear weapons, so we need to study them.
So nicely put. If the hallmark of evil is deception, I think we can say that we're looking at evil. I mean, if the basis of your entire program is a lie, it's not just spinning it a little bit, it's a lie. It's like it's the inversion of the truth.
And they know it's a lie.
Then, I mean, isn't that evil? What's the other definition?
Well, that's really it. We have to realize evil is lying. Like in your own life, as I get older, I lied when I was a kid. I lied some when I was an adult. As I get older, lies have consequences. My whole life is now about not ever telling them.
Yes.
Like catching myself, being honest. My wife's like, you look at that girl? Yeah, I am. Sorry. Instead of like, oh, no, I'm not. Because your mind gets trained to be accurate when you stop lying.
Yes.
Instead, when you lie, it's a disease, and then it takes you over. And these people are literally cancer, and they can fight all.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
To everything, to tell the truth, period, no matter what.
It is, and that means sometimes it's painful. Because I don't want to hurt people's feelings, but at the end of the day, we just got to say this. You know, I mean, we got to say it.
So, back to the behavior, the impulses, the motives of the people running things. Obviously, they're incompetent. That's demonstrable. But they're also kind of monomaniacal. Like, they're very focused on certain hatreds. And I, just judging by what they say, their main hatred is for white people, who are the majority of the country. They talk about it constantly. They've set up a whole regime to punish white people on the basis of their skin color. You're not allowed to mention it. You're the racist. Okay, got it. But I don't think I've ever seen it on clearer display than in a now sort of famous MSNBC segment from last week. I hate to even play their garbage, but this is just so amazing. I have to play it for you.
Why are white rural voters a threat to democracy at this point? You would think, as we pointed out, looking at Joe Biden's background and Donald Trump's, that the opposite would be true.
I mean, we lay out the fourfold interconnected threat that white rural voters pose to the country. First of all, and we show 30 polls and national studies to demonstrate this. So we provide the receipts in Chapter 6. They're the most racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant, and anti-gay geodemographic group in the country. Second, they're the most conspiracist group. QAnon support and subscribers, election denialism, COVID denialism and scientific skepticism, Obama birtherism. Third, anti-democratic sentiments. They don't believe in an independent press, free speech. They're most likely to say the president should be able to act unilaterally without any checks from Congress or the courts or their bureaucracy. They're also the most strongly white nationalists and white Christian nationalists. And fourth, they are most likely to excuse or justify violence.
So there's so many things that are interesting about what those two pigs are saying on television. And the most interesting to me is that white rural voters are, of course, the weakest people in America.
When rural people, period, are the
rural people,
strongest.
Period. That's exactly right, regardless of race. But that none of the supposed crimes that he mentioned, whether they're true or not, are crimes of action. They're all thought crimes. And so they're the most dangerous people in the country, not because they're killing others or embezzling money or getting rich through the carried interest loophole or starting wars, pushing people in front of subway trains. They're the most dangerous because they have thoughts that those two pigs don't like. It's so interesting.
Well, this is the whole key. And, of course, what you played, as I know you're a newsman like I am, is just emblematic of all of it. That is the Carnegie Foundation, that's the CIA, that's the liberation theology at the universities. They know the world's 93% not white. So they think, well, we'll control these people who are exploiting by making all their ills about rural white people in America. But you go to rural areas, I don't care if you're black, Hispanic, white, people are all basically populist, they're conservative, they know what's going on, they live on the land, they're not stupid.
And they haven't done anything to anybody. That's the remarkable
thing. They're the
lowest
crime rate.
Well, yeah, like, what's their crime? Well, their attitudes are bad. Like, they will kill people for having the wrong attitudes. I mean, that's what they're saying.
And that's what it comes down to. If you remember in June of 2001, when Biden had just stolen the election, in my view, and gotten into power, he put out that national anti-terrorism perspective, national directive, and he said white supremacism is the number one threat. Then he defined white supremacism as questioning lockdowns or open borders or forced shots. And so it's real simple. That MSNBC talking point from 10 years ago that all Republicans are racist, they're trying to codify the law and then define racist as anyone that doesn't want to give up their cows or their farm or be a slave. So what they're threatened by is self-sufficient people because it's a military takeover by the left and by the WHO, and we talked about this when I was on 3 or 4 months ago on your show out of Maine, they are literally understanding we've got the cities, we're about to take the dollar, we're collapsing the border. Who is the opposition? They're already lasing the target that it's the rural people. Remember I said next it's get the rurals, they're the enemy. And now that talking point is everywhere. I probably saw that clip 30 times last week. 50 times the last month, and that's their next target, just like when Lenin and Trotsky and Stalin took over just Moscow and a few cities, took them 5 years to take over Russia. Who was the target? The farmers.
The kulaks.
Because they produce the food, and if you get them, now you've got everybody. So they're doing, as you did a few weeks ago with that incredible lady, a Maoist/Stalinist-Lenin playbook because it works. And so this is happening. This isn't a question. This is going down.
So what's the... I wish I didn't agree with that, but the evidence suggests you're absolutely right. What is the purpose? No one has ever explained the purpose of admitting 10 million foreigners illegally into the country. So we used to hear Chamber of Commerce, the farm lobby would say, we need the labor. No one's saying that now because we don't need the labor. And you hear people say, well, you know, we're doing it because, you know, there's some reason we're doing it. I haven't heard one person, including Joe Biden tonight, explain why have they done this? What is the purpose?
Well, I love how you played Merrick Garland earlier. And he's like, yo, there's all these races. They're trying to keep people from voting. How many cities, how many blue cities let illegals vote? In San Francisco, they put a foreigner, not even a citizen, on the board of elections in San Francisco.
Yeah, Chinese national.
Absolutely. So yeah, like a Chi-Com. So they're just normalizing this. And of course, you had Colonel McGregor on a few days ago, and he said literally they're bringing in the foreign army. But it won't happen overnight with UN blue helmets. It's just they're now your police. They've already purged the military. They bring them in. They'll follow orders. This is very simple. So Rome took 400 years of bringing in foreign troops to fall. They didn't do it on purpose. But the globalists look at 1984 as fiction, or they look at Rome and they go, which was historical, and they go, that is a blueprint. That is an owner's manual. That is a battle plan. So that's what the Great Reset is. It's accelerating the collapse of Western civilization because you don't want in around to compete with the globalist model of eat the bugs and enslavement and collapse. So they're actively seeing prosperity and Christian nationalist freedom. God forbid the rest of the world pick up Western culture. So you brand it as racist. You say it's bad because it's like kryptonite, you know, to Superman or holy water and high noon to a vampire. If people say, I want my Second Amendment, I want my due process, I want my capitalism, well, then it's over for the BlackRocks and the Googles and the Facebooks. So that's why they're fundamentally branding freedom as a white evil thing. Because let's face it, Western civilization did develop from Greece on this incredible thing that could uplift humanity. So you discredit it by making it racial instead of selling it to the world and having everyone adopt it and creating unification, not through centralization or enslavement, but through adoption because it works so well. And so the globalist tyrants are fundamentally threatened by Western Christian civilization. And that's why they're at war with it, which is why we should embrace it. And that's the great numbers of double the blacks voting for Trump, or you know, triple the Hispanics, what we just saw 10 years ago. And that's why they're in full panic mode, trying to bring in totally uninformed foreigners from all over who they control and who they can run through NGOs, hoping that they'll be the savior. So as negative as all this is, I see this as the panic button being hit.
So what's the right response for normal people in a moment like this?
I think they have to promote your show, which is the number one show in the world. I mean, not just in news, but just in commentary. I mean, it is. You're up there, and Joe Rogan, and Jordan Peterson. I'm down below that. But I'm really pleased to see you reaching hundreds of millions of people every day. And really, that's not about Tucker Carlson, though it is about you. But that's secondary. It's about people resonating with that. Shows they have.
So this interview, and we're going to come back from break, continuing to air this, had more viewers, had more live viewers, and more now archived viewers than the White House's YouTube page for Joe Biden's State of the Union address. What does that mean to you? These people are noticing Joe Biden's a liar.
Please remember, we're listener supported. We got great t-shirts, books, films. the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock. The strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Go back now to Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson last night responding to Joe Biden's State of the Union address.
I think they have to promote your show, which is the number one show in the world. I mean, not just in news, but just in commentary. I mean, it is. You're up there, and Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson. I'm down below that. But I'm really pleased to see you reaching hundreds of millions of people every day. And really, that's not about Tucker Carlson, though it is about you, but that's secondary. It's about people resonating with that shows they have the instinct and the spirit for victory. And people love you, black, white, old, young, it doesn't matter. And promoting other shows. And then also not being intimidated by leftist bullying and standing up at school boards and county commissions and running for office and really being peaceful but extremely aggressive about defending our rights and realizing we predicted, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, so many others, everything that's now come to pass. We're actually on the mark. We actually want a civilization. We want prosperity. I liken it to I'm selling for free. I'm giving away ice-cold water with lemon in it in the Sahara Desert. And the left's selling sand in the Sahara Desert. You know, this is insane. They're selling things that go against you'll have nothing, you'll eat bugs, you'll drink sewage water, your families are horrible. You said earlier, we offer abortion and cutting your son's penis off. It's like it's Hellraiser. And when you just sit back and go, wait, this can't be real. Klaus Schwab is promoting stuff that sounds like Hellraiser. Well, so was Hitler, so was Stalin. And we realize that this is an evil manifestation that crops up in our species of bad people want power. The problem is good people don't seek power because we're going to be left alone, hang with our families, go fish, go hunt, go to dinner, go play golf. I'm the same way. But I'm sorry, folks. Good people can't sit there and say, I'm too good for this, because we will be destroyed if we don't. And that's what evil fears. So the good men and women are now standing up, and we're super popular. Every popular talk shows, there's no one. Even Bill Maher poses as a conservative now, and I hope he comes all the way over a populist. There's no one that's popular promoting the New World Order. So I'm saying, look at the positiveness of how humans desire, and like a man in the desert wants water, freedom.
Yes.
And all we're doing is promoting the natural programming that works. And so it's easy. We're the winners. We're the victors. We're not the cancer. We're following the program God gave us. That is like oxygen, and we have to just declare the enemy cancer and just say we're done. Shun them. Don't engage in violence. They want that, and just give them no support and then maximum back the truth, and we will win.
Wow. I as I listen to you talk, I'm like, why? Why is Alex Jones getting canceled? Well, you haven't been canceled, thank God. But,
well, they tried. I mean, they tried, but thanks to you, you were big. You were the.
Oh, I mean,
Trump, listen, I'm not kissing your ass or anybody's ass. But Trump helped break the back of political correctness. But you helped break the back, the critical person in the censorship, and you were there boosting me on Fox when nobody else was, and you took us over the top because you recognize that they can get Alex Jones, they can get anybody. And so it's true, Tucker. It's hustle.
Well, I mean, I've defended a million people just on principle, but as I listened to you talk, I was like, well, where's the crazy stuff? This is really smart, actually. And I think I've always thought that. I mean, agree or disagree, it's not shallow at all. So I'm grateful for that. So you think that as things get more intense, which they will, the people in charge desire violence. They're trying to provoke a violent
war. Absolutely. They can't win in a peaceful fight.
But you have said, contrary to what they say about you, you've said, no, remain peaceful, period.
Absolutely. I mean, what they do is anytime you're watching corporate establishment enemy media, you'll see a three-second clip. That's not, folks, you're being deceived when you see that. So I'll say, like, this is satire. It's the modest proposal by the famous Irish essayist and satirist Swift. That if the world collapses, I'll eat my neighbors. This is a joke. But I go, collapse of the world leads to that. They go, look, he just said I'll eat my neighbors. They're deceiving. It's like that refrigerator game where you have all the little words and you can move the words around and say whatever you want.
Yes.
They basically take our words, move them around, and that's a deception. But when you look at what they're saying, conservatives and populists and Christians are going to kill people and they're going to murder people and Trump is going to be a dictator. And he's planning to, you know, enslave everybody. But meanwhile, they're the ones taking him off the ballot. They're the ones indicting him. They're the ones saying, I mean, the Atlantic Monthly, that's the mouthpiece of Sauron, the mouth of Satan, came out 2 weeks ago and said, the headline was something like, even if Trump wins, we're just going to block him. Well, all Trump did was say, I want a 10-day investigation, which is constitutional. They said, they were honest. They said, even if he wins, we'll just decertify him. So they've basically indicted him in Georgia for saying, let's investigate. They're openly saying, we're going to disqualify him, and then it's okay. So again, there's a murder of logic. And people see that, and they're saying, oh, Trump is going to engage in terror, and there's white supremacists everywhere. So I think you can do 2 + 2 = 4. We know false flags are real. Provocateurs are real. We know they tried to stage the kidnapping of Governor Whitmer and multiple trials. People got released. They finally got the third trial, sent a few to prison, where you've got a bunch of marijuana. You've covered it detailed. A bunch of potheads, friendly little guys. They're homeless. And then they tell them, we'll give you $10,000 a month if you just meet with us and just say you'll kidnap Whitmer. So you're going to see a lot more of that. And I just, we need to disavow that because that doesn't fix it. We're winning the culture war, so they want to induce us into violence. And they've said they're introducing legislation, the Democratic Party in the House and Senate, to strip Trump of the Insurrection Act, which George Herbert Walker Bush used during the L.A. riots. And they're saying, oh, we know when he gets elected, if he does, there's going to be huge uprisings, and he's a white supremacist, so we've got to drive him from office that way. So they're planning to torch the country when he's president-elect, before he's in, and try to intimidate everyone. So Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all of this Hezbollah-Hamas protests, and again, I'm not for the war. I don't like how far Israel's gone. But they're invoking that and hyping that up now as their third rail or their fifth column is the Islamicist, to then burn the country down within weeks of him being president-elect and thinking they can terrorize the American people and the establishment into removing Trump somehow during that period. They've already pre-announced that. So I'm telling you now, 8 months out, that's their plan.
You mentioned The Atlantic, which is owned by a tech oligarch, Steve Jobs' widow, and almost everything bad in the country is financed by the richest people in the country, I've noticed, the oligarchs. And so all the money is kind of arrayed against the population of the country. That worries me. Can you throw off the yoke if the yoke has, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars?
I think we are, thanks to Elon Musk. I mean, you can say what you want about Elon Musk with all his past activities. He's trying to dominate every technological sector. But Christ said, judge a tree by its fruits.
Yes.
And the last 2 years, let's say it's a 360, like right here is New World Order, and right here is Total Patriot. Musk was already over here. He wasn't a bad guy, but he wasn't perfect. He's moved basically a 180.
Yeah.
So he's like Alan. I mean, look, you're the biggest guy in media.
No,
you know, no, it's true. Let's go. It's not about bragging. It's true. You're the biggest mainline, you know, talk show host. Well, I say mainline professional show. Okay, there's a lot of people under you like me. Elon Musk is way bigger than both of us. He's reaching 100 million, 200 million people a day with stuff you would say, or I would say, he's devastating them. You don't do that if you're with him. So Elon Musk is definitely for real, because you can't argue with the results.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's just the way the universe works.
This is being powered by X right now, I should just say.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, and he's not censoring us.
No.
In fact, he's boosting us, probably. So the point is, by boosting, getting out of the way. So they've already lost the culture war. So you can just say Musk, maybe he's an opportunist. He sees the old systems going down. He's shifting over. That's if he's a bad guy. If he's a good guy, he really cares about us and is a humanitarian and a bleeding heart for freedom and has joined us. But you can't argue with what he's done. But back to the violence. They have nothing they can do now but violence. And so we are entering that wheelhouse. We are entering that zone where they're telling us we're violent, they're telling us we're evil, they're telling us we're white supremacists, we're not. And so it's obvious that that is about to basically unfold. But I want to tell the establishment, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you'd stage a false flag or provocateur or something. It worked. It doesn't work on thinking people now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
To a god, basically. And so we're a tadpole right now. We can do anything. And they're trying to tell us, no, no, you're scum, you're ugly, you're racist, kill each other, because the globalists want to extract out of us that essence of infinity that God's given us, that God essence. We're not God, but we're little g. The first book of the Bible tells us. They want to extract that and use that for their life extension, their empowerment, their greedy control, instead of all of us sharing this incredible magic metamorphosis we're about to have. And they're trying to block the birth pains of what we're about to become, but I can tell them, you're going to fail.
I mean, when they go after the interesting people, that's when you know you're in trouble. I always think that about what they did to you. Alex Jones, you greatly improved and enlivened this. Thank you.
Tucker, thanks for having me.
I'm your wisdom. Are you kidding?
I'm at InfoWars.com right now, and we're very close to being shut down. But just like Tucker, it's going to be okay. But it's like they say in Empire Strikes Back, Imperial troops clear the base at InfoWars, so I'm about to get taken out, but it's okay. I love you.
The best. We are done for the evening on the Tucker Carlson Network. We're happy
now again,
to be
ladies
back
and gentlemen, I was monitoring all of this
to you
in live time.
And us by the Heritage Foundation.
Tucker Carlson had more viewers last night than the Joe Biden White House YouTube account. That's not to say that the State of the Union address wasn't massively followed and then the responses as well. It just shows that people are seeking out Tucker Carlson. They're seeking out Alex Jones. They're seeking out Owen Schroer. They're seeking out people who are going to tell them the truth in a world full of lies. Everybody knew Joe Biden's State of the Union last night was just going to be an entire bookshelf of lies and propaganda. It ended up exceeding our expectations, even. And so that's why nobody goes to watch Joe Biden's speech just on the White House YouTube or on Joe Biden's channel. Everybody's going to Tucker Carlson or InfoWars or Right Side Broadcasting or all these other groups because they're looking for someone that's going to tell them the truth. They're looking for someone that's going to call out the lies and call out the propaganda. But really, I mean, it was overwhelming. And part of me feels that it was so laden with lies and propaganda that I know it was painful to watch and go through that, thinking, wow, this is how corrupt our country is. This is how corrupt our leadership is. This is how corrupt Joe Biden is. But the country needed to see that in a way. Now, we got a lot more coverage coming up of this, other responses, other clips. We're realizing that Joe Biden basically gave the same State of the Union address three straight years, by the way. People have just gone back and looked at those speeches and then realized that he's literally just copying and pasting from the same speech. So like half of his speech was just copy and pasting from 2022 to 2023. So just shows there's no originality. It's all the same lies coming from Joe Biden. Now we're about to go back to Tucker Carlson here momentarily. But folks, please continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. And we have the crew working around the clock to make all these shows possible. And we have Alex Jones, who has just landed back from the Tucker Carlson interview. He's going to be live in studio coming up in the next hour as well. So just constantly working to get the truth out here at InfoWars, and it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes it all possible. Great products there. I'm drinking the coffee today. The coffee just tastes great. I'm a coffee guy in the morning, and so if you drink coffee in the morning, I suggest getting your coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. You won't regret it. It tastes great, and it funds everything we do here on the air, which is more important now than ever to keep us on the air, as we are now just about 240 days till the presidential election. And my goodness, I understand people having problems with Trump, and then now him last night telling us how great the vaccines are. But, I mean, my God, another 4 years of Joe Biden. I mean, at least with Donald Trump, you can breathe. So I guess if that's all we can hope for, it is what it is. But this country is ours, and that's what it's really all about. It's all about the fact that this country is ours and it's a republic of self-government where our rights are given to us, endowed by the Creator, by God, not given to us by government, cannot be taken by government. That's the understanding we have to really drive home as we are entering perilous times on the planet and as we are in the fight for the future of America. All right, let's go now to Tucker Carlson last night, after the State of the Union.
They told you the guys torching Wendy's in 2020 were mostly peaceful. They said that masks worked. They told you the vax was safe. They tried to convince you that Russia blew up its own pipeline. The corporate media lied too much, and it killed them. We're driving to see Julian Assange.
Believe me when I
tell you. Wait. I should be boycotting Bud Light.
Fantastic, Joe.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Tucker's live response to the State of the Union address on the Tucker Carlson Network is brought to you by the Heritage Foundation. Join Heritage in their fight to save America at heritage.org/join.
speech is bigger than any one person or any one organization.
Societies are defined by what they will not permit.
What we're watching is the total inversion of virtue. Good evening and welcome to the Tucker Carlson Network live. Well, that was quite an experience watching that. You know, you think of Joe Biden as a doddering old man, a guy who can't remember when his son died or when he served as vice president. Of course, that's exactly who he is, and it's on display every day. But Joe Biden is also a cruel and vicious demagogue, a man who has no problem at all denouncing his fellow Americans or putting his political opponents in prison, as he has done. And that was all on display tonight. That was possibly the darkest, most un-American speech ever given by an American president. In fact, it wasn't a speech. It was a rant, entirely lacking in decency or generosity to his fellow Americans. In Joe Biden's very first sentence, he compared Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. He did not describe Trump as the other party's candidate, which he is, a political opponent in a country that's had peaceful elections for 250 years. No. According to Joe Biden, Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. He is an existential threat to freedom and democracy. If he wins, you will die and so will your country. That was the first sentence. But that was really the last time he mentioned the United States at all, for paragraphs and paragraphs. Biden quickly explained that actually his top priority has nothing to do with America. His top priority is sending billions more to Ukraine. A foreign war in Eastern Europe, a war across the world that has nothing to do with the United States, that the United States is not obligated by any treaty to join. Of course, Ukraine is not a member of NATO. A war that can only hurt this country, and already has hurt it in grave and permanent ways. The invasion of Ukraine is the most important thing to Joe Biden. Not ending the invasion of our own country by drug cartels, which control huge swaths of the southern United States at this point. Not our degrading economy you experience every day. Not our collapsing schools, schools where kids can't read at all. Not the 100,000 fentanyl deaths every year. Not the declining life expectancy that is obvious if you look around. Collapsing public health. An epidemic of suicide and murder. Things that hurt Americans. Ghost armies of drug addicts living on the streets. Right outside the chamber where the speech was given tonight. None of that matters. Biden's top priority is aid for Ukraine. It was deranged. You watch this, you thought, this is insane. Does anyone in the room think it's insane? They must. Here's how the Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, newly elected, the man who leads Republicans, in fact, the top elected Republican in the United States of America. Here's how he responded as Joe Biden told the country that the invasion of Ukraine is his top priority. Watch this.
Overseas, Putin of Russia is on the march, invading Ukraine and sowing chaos throughout Europe and beyond. If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not. Ukraine can stop Putin. Ukraine can stop Putin if we stand with Ukraine and provide the weapons that it needs to defend itself. My message to President Putin, who I've known for a long time, is simple. We will not walk away.
This is crazy talk. There's no explanation of what the goal is here.
No, it was truly shocking. It was truly a shocking experience. But I wouldn't look at all the negatives, folks. America needed to see that. Joe Biden did not help himself or the Democrats last night.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
Alex.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.